Once there was a person, his printer broke down. It happens. So he rang the printer company and he said, "This is the fault with my printer. Can you help me?" So the online help. He said, "Oh, this is a very small problem. So you don't need to bring the printer in to us. This is a small problem. You just look at the manual and figure it out. It will be fine." So then he put the phone down. The operator put the phone down. Then on the business side, the person next to the operator, he said, "Hey, we're supposed to be making money here. Why are you turning business away?" He said, no, listen. I'll tell him to try and fix the printer himself. He'll look at the manual, he'll try. He'll make an even bigger mess of it, and then it will be a bigger job to fix, and then he'll have to bring it, and we'll make more money." It's a good business strategy. When we try to solve life's problems ourselves, without the help of anyone else, we will end up making an even bigger mess of it. Arjun is facing problems. Now Arjun makes a decision. And this decision that Arjun makes in the second chapter is the best decision he makes in the whole Bhagavad Gita. And what is that decision that Arjun says to Krishna? Shishyasteham sadimam tvam prapannam. Krishna, accept me as your shishya, as your disciple, and give me instruction. What should I do next? And therefore, the second chapter opens with Arjun surrendering to Krishna and saying, "Krishna, you be my guru. You tell me how I can come out of this predicament that I am in." Krishna smiles and he begins to instruct Arjun. Krishna instructs Arjun the most fundamental principle of spiritual life. Krishna begins by telling Arjun his real identity. Krishna says to Arjun, "You are not this body. You are the Atma which is driving, animating this body." This is simple knowledge, but it's extremely important. Imagine, for example, here is a mobile phone, okay? It's not a smartphone, but it's a mobile phone. Imagine I would go to the shop and I would say to the person, "I need a new battery for my phone." What is the first question they would ask you? What phone do you have? What's the make of your phone? Now, if you look at the person over the counter and tell them, "Look, come on, don't ask such deep questions about my phone. Just give me a battery." Say, "I want to give you a battery to help you, but first you have to tell me what kind of phone you have." Unless you know what make of phone, how can you get the right battery which will power it? People look for happiness, people look for satisfaction, but they don't know who they are. Imagine you meet someone on a train and you ask them, "Where have you just come from?" And they say, "I don't know." And then you ask them, "Where are you going?" They say, "I don't know." And then you ask them, "What are you doing here on this train?" They say, "I don't know." I mean, you may call the police or something, you know, like this person doesn't seem to be fully together. We must know where we have come from. We must know what happens after. And we must know what is the purpose of life. And therefore Krishna is saying, yes, you want happiness, you want satisfaction. Until and unless you understand this point, you are not this body. You are a spiritual being on a longer journey than just this life. Unless you understand this point, you will not be able to find happiness. And therefore Krishna says to Arjuna, Dehinoshmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirasatra namuyati. Body is always changing. But remember, as a spiritual being, you have a deeper purpose through all of these changes you go through in life. And until and unless you learn to feed the soul, all the physical and mental comforts which you give to yourself will not satisfy the heart. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada continually taught this principle. One time when Srila Prabhupada had come to America, then they were organizing lectures everywhere. So once, without even Prabhupada's knowledge, they organized Prabhupada to lecture at a nudist colony where people wear no clothes. So Prabhupada was sitting in the front with his eyes closed, chanting Mangalacharan. People were coming in, filling up. He was in deep meditation. And then he opened his eyes. And he looked around. Prabhupada said to the audience, "I see you like to take your clothes off." Prabhupada said, "Now take your clothes off completely by also not identifying even with this body. We are not Indian. We are not American. We are not man, woman. We are none of these temporary identities. Jivera Shvarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. We're Krishna's eternal servants. Until and unless we begin to function in life with that consciousness, we will not find happiness."